In this bulletin, concerns for Australians affected by Emirates flights cancellations. Victorian police on the hunt for two men behind a dangerous driving incident. And in sport, more tennis players finish quarantine in Adelaide ahead of the Australian Open. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Australians hoping to leave Europe to return home could be facing further delays after an Emirates decision to suspend flights from the UK. The British government is closing its border to the United Arab Emirates, banning incoming flights, including from Dubai and Abu Dhabi. Australians stranded overseas have been relying on Etihad and Emirates flights to come back during the coronavirus pandemic. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says the federal government promised it had returned the stranded Australians home by Christmas last year.
But most importantly, get Australians home. There remain 40,000 stranded Australians overseas.
And Queensland's Premier is asking the federal government to consider battling tourism operators and extend JobKeeper payments to better support them. The New South Wales Premier has blamed Queensland for shutting its domestic border and harming the tourism sector during the coronavirus pandemic. But Anastasia Palaszczuk says the issue is a lack of international visitors in Queensland, and she's calling on more funding for tourism operators.
They are hurting, okay? So I will always stand up for what is right and what I believe to be right, and we'll just let New South Wales be New South Wales.
New South Wales has again recorded no new locally acquired COVID-19 cases and three in hotel quarantine as restrictions start to ease. From today, Sydneysiders can have 30 visitors at home, up to 50 at outdoor gatherings and more guests at weddings. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says her government carefully considers the mental health effects of her COVID-19 related decisions.
A decision you take can impact someone's livelihood, it can impact their health, it can impact their mental health and well-being, and that's why in New South Wales we like to find that balance between keeping the virus at bay but also keeping the economy going.
The Victorian government is easing border travel settings with New South Wales from 6 o'clock tonight. The Cumberland area will transition to orange as part of Victoria's permit system, allowing anyone with permission to enter the state from New South Wales. Several other greater Sydney zones will change from orange to green when the updated system takes effect. Victoria's Police Minister Lisa Neville has told 3AW Radio that officers will start scaling back their border operations and less members will be involved.
Police have been all over the state doing a whole lot of roles in COVID and bushfires. As I said, we've got 800 in quarantine alone. That'll go up to over 1,000.
Melbourne's Lord Mayor says an erratic car driving up Bourke Street Mall this week has affected the community's morale as workers return to the office. Police are still searching for the driver who sped through the city centre on Thursday afternoon while the passenger remains on the run. Officers say the motorist in question was wearing a baseball cap, had white gloves on, and he and the passenger are likely aged in their early 20s or younger. Sally Capp says Melbourne has heightened emotion linked to these incidents in the CBD based on the past deaths of pedestrians in Bourke Street. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says it's time for Australia's corporate and financial services regulator to have a fresh start and make changes. Mr. Frydenberg says he's satisfied there were no instances of misconduct regarding ASIC's chair James Shipton's relocation from the United States, but a review into ASIC's governance has suggested significant improvements, and although Mr. Shipton will return to his role, he'll later step down as chairperson. Mr. Frydenberg says ASIC will implement recommendations from the review.
And I'll be working with Treasury and be in discussions as well with James Shipton about broader reforms to ASIC that the government will consider.
Mr. Shipton went on paid leave after standing down, and he agreed to reimburse the corporate regulator for his taxation-related expenses. In tennis, several international players have left hotel quarantine to continue preparations for next month's Australian Open. The first group of players who were isolating at Melbourne hotels departed on Thursday, while others were released in Adelaide. US star Serena Williams says she took her daughter to the zoo on her first day of freedom after counting down the quarantine on a calendar.
And I'm so glad the quarantine is over because to be in a room with a three-year-old and being her best friend is definitely difficult, especially after training and working out. And then it's like, oh my gosh, it never ends.
More players are expected to exit quarantine on Sunday. Let's take a look at the start of the weekend weather for Saturday. In Perth, sunny and 35. In Adelaide, partly cloudy and 26. 23 in Melbourne with a shower or two. Showers and 25 in Hobart. In Canberra, much the same, 27. A shower or two in Wollongong, 26. Similar conditions in Sydney, 29. Partly cloudy, 30 degrees for Newcastle. In Brisbane, a shower as well, 31 degrees. Much the same for Cairns, 32. And in Darwin, possible storm, rain, 30 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom.